James, James, James. If you have your Bibles, which I'm sure you bring your Bibles every week, but just let's open our Bibles to James chapter 4. James chapter 4. We're going to talk a little bit about boasting. And I've seen a lot of boasting over the last couple of weeks. I was watching one newscast about all the coronavirus stuff, and it was supposed to be like an informational press conference, and I forget who it was. It was a mayor of some city or whatever, and literally, it went on for almost 10 minutes of this person talking about what a wonderful job this person did, and this person did, and this person did, and this person, and I want to thank this person, and that person, and this person, and that person, and I'm standing there going, I'm worried about the coronavirus. You know, I'm glad these people did a good job, but it just went on and on and on about they were patting each other, and then they would introduce somebody else who was going to supposedly tell us something, and that person was thanking everybody for the great job. Everybody was thanking everybody for the great job that they did while people are getting sick. And I get it, you know, in politics, that's kind of what happens. And then I went to the text to prepare the sermon, and it's all about boasting. And boasting about tomorrow. And what we're supposed to do about that. And as I was driving up here, I was telling Kelly that the sermon wasn't, it really wasn't where I wanted it to be, and I couldn't really figure out why. And then I sat down to get ready, as I do every morning, and I realized, well, we're going to cover the text, because that's what Pastor does. But something, it reached out at me, so bear with me as we go along, because this has really hit me this morning about how boasting fits into all this. But we're going to begin this morning with a few stories about boasting. But before we do that, let's pray, shall we? Heavenly Father, we are going to your word. Heavenly Father, encourage us to always go to your word in times of distress. You give us your word to help us through good times and bad. You have these stories here for us to understand how we're supposed to get through. So our prayer, Father, as we look to the text, that you would speak to our hearts and tell us how to move forward. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. So James chapter 4, 13 through 17, is about boasting about tomorrow. And we do that a lot, don't we? So I'll tell you just a couple of stories. And we'll start out with the story of Goliath. You all know the story of Goliath, David and Goliath. Goliath kills the guy, but that's the story. But listen to what Goliath has to say. Now remember the story, the two armies, the Philistines are over here, the Israelites are over here, and they're all just kind of staring at each other, and this big gigantic guy, 9 feet tall, walks out every single morning, and he taunts the Hebrews. And it says in 1 Samuel 17, 8 through 10, he stood and he shouted to the ranks of Israel, "Why have you come out to draw up for battle? Am I not a Philistine, and are you not servants of Saul? Choose a man for yourselves and let him come down to me. If he is able to fight with me and kill me, then we will be your servants. But if I prevail against him and kill him, then you shall be our servants and serve us." And the Philistine said, "I defy the ranks of Israel this day. Give me a man that we may fight together." Well, I guess in those days, if you're 9 feet tall and your sword is like this tall and no one's ever defeated you in a battle, you might say, well, I guess he's got a little bit to boast about. But as Paul Harvey used to say, now the rest of the story. We can't help but cheer when the rock slams between his eyes and the young shepherd brings down the mighty. How about King Nebuchadnezzar? Now, this one you might not know all the details, but King Nebuchadnezzar was really proud of all that he has accomplished, and he rules the great kingdom, and he exalts himself. He's just telling everybody, look at my kingdom, look at my residence. Look at everything that I've built. Look at my splendor. And he stole the glory that belonged to God. And for that, he got to wander around as an insane man in the fields for several years. Until finally, in Daniel chapter 4, we read this. At the end of the days, I, Nebuchadnezzar, lifted my eyes to heaven, and my reason returned to me. And I blessed the Most High, and I praised and honored him who lives forever. See, it's one thing to be proud of what you've done, but it's quite another thing to boast about what you've done and what you've accomplished and what you're going to accomplish tomorrow. That's where James wants to talk to you today. See, boasting is a really poor way to deal with the Creator God of the universe. We're going to boast that we're all that, as the kids would say. Well, how about this? Look at Psalm 139:16. Your eye saw my unformed substance. In your book were written every one of them, the days that were formed for me, when as yet there was none of them. So you want to boast about what you're going to do today, tomorrow, and down the road? God already knows all of those things. Those things are already set. They're already in his book, if you will. He's already got all that. So you got to think carefully about when you boast to the world about all the wonderful things you're going to accomplish. Many Christians believe that they can still boast about what they've done or what they have if they do it in the Lord. We sometimes feel it's okay to boast about our success as if we were the sole source of them. But let's go to our text. 13 says this, "Come now, you who say, today or tomorrow we will go into such and such a town and spend a year there and trade and make a profit." Be careful. We think it's okay as long as we're praying in the Lord. We certainly invoke God. God has really blessed me. We think boasting is okay as long as we give God the glory. Look at all that I have. God has really blessed me. This is heard commonly today in the prosperity gospel, in the word of faith people. If you have a lot, if you have the big house and the big car and all of that stuff, well, obviously God is blessing me. And God's going to bless me more. There was actually a pastor back east whose name shall go unmentioned that actually started a capital campaign in his church because he needed a second private jet. And when people challenged him about that, he says, well, you know, I do missionary work all over the world, and one private jet is just not enough because of all the wonderful things I'm going to do. So you need to buy me a new jet. Be careful what you boast. They boast of their accomplishments and material wealth, and they cloak their blessings in something that sounds spiritual. The problem is they're boasting more about, look what God has done for me,